Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth, the DH, Billy Williams. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Ken McMullen. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jeff Newman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth, the DH, Tony Oliva. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Steve Luber. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Luber. Baylor moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Cubbage applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Newman fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Newman. Braun moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun moves to third. Smalley moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baylor. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Braun scores. Smalley scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is hit by the pitch. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tenarche fields it and throws to second for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to third. Campaneris moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Torres. Carew moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garner moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. Garner moves to third. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil bunts towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Randall moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Ten Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ten Arche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ten Arche hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Garner reaches second base with a double. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garner moves to third. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newman is called out on strikes. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tenarche hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. McMullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to second. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.